reading this morning. We're still continuing with the Lord Jesus Christ. You heard, as I said, he taught his disciples how to take and how to administer communion. So we're continuing with Jesus' teaching. Last time we were doing the Lord's Prayer, and the children did some. I gave them some sheets and some envelopes with the Lord's Prayer cut in pieces so that they can construct it up. So we're still continuing on that trend. Jesus started it himself when he was teaching his disciples. So as he's teaching his disciples, this reading in the book of Luke, it says this, Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. I shall read. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea. Grant me justice against my adversaries. For some time, he refused. But finally, he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? When Jesus comes back, which side of the story will you be? Tony, may I have my theme on the screen, please? Seeking justice is my theme. I picked it up from that story. And the God that I believe in is a God of justice. And in my theological understanding, I believe God is justice himself. There are various scriptures that can back my statement. This understanding of the word of God tells me that I am a God of justice. I even brought the children of Israel out of Egypt where they were being persecuted. So because of God's word, my central talking today is about justice. And gospel is centered on justice too. Isaiah 1 verse 17 says this, learn to do good, seek justice, help the oppressed, defend the cause of the orphans, fight for the rights of the widows. Isn't that great? Fight for the rights of the widows. In today's reading, Jesus continues his teaching. I think he's continuing from where he left when he taught the disciples about the Lord's Prayer. He's now saying to them in verse 1, you never stop praying. Never give up. Further down the story in verse 3, Jesus talks about a persistent widow. Jesus says this widow confronted the judge who was corrupt. Even though she knew the judge was corrupt, she approached him. What about us today in our society? When we know there's corruption going on, what do we do? Do we sit around and say, well, it's none of my business. Let them deal with it. When you have seen, this is a corrupt tendency here. Seeking justice. When we are seeking justice, there are no boundaries where to stop. But I sometimes find Christians stop. They say, no, this is not for us. It's for the politicians when there's no justice. today that text, that widow is showing us where there's no justice, we need to fight off. As I was researching about this text, I went to the NIV, New Living Translation. They used the word crazy. The judge said, this woman is crazy. We also need to do crazy things in order to bring justice where there's no justice. My brothers and sisters, it's high time now the church has got to stand up where these malpractices. Where we notice malpractices, we need to stand up. This story that was told by Jesus, though it was a parable, but in the Jewish customs and Jewish tradition, women had no rights whatsoever. When it comes to the inheritance, when your husband dies, Jania, if it was a Jewish customs, if I die, you had no rights of all that we have acquired together. The inheritance goes to the senior son. If the man has got no sons, the daughters. This is the same scenario which was in there. So this woman was actually observing this happening around her. I've built this empire with my husband. Now my husband is dead. And my adversaries are taking away everything that belongs to me. I imagine she had tears on her cheeks going to the judge. Even though she knew the judge was corrupt. Maybe the judge would have received something behind closed doors from the adversaries. So that he denies her of justice. But the Bible tells us she kept on going. Remember, as Christians, we need to be persistent when we are seeking for justice. We are in a different culture now. We are in a Christian culture. I like the Christian culture. It takes off the boundaries. Paul writes to the Galatians and said, there is no more Jews or Gentiles, female or male. We are all. Amen. We are all one or the same. So when we notice there is injustice happening amongst us, what should we do? Fold our arms and look the other side and say, this has got nothing to do with me. I think this is for John Deacon, not for me. This is for Peter and Marika, not for me. No, we are now all the same. When we notice injustice, wherever it is, speak out. This woman, a widow, imagine, she broke the barriers that were in community. And she said, no, this cannot go on forever. This is not right. We need to correct this. She approached him. And that story tells us, even the judge who was corrupt gave up. Wow. Wow. So I want to encourage you, if you are caught in that situation, say enough is enough. I cannot stand for this. There is injustice there. But listen to this. Before we start to elevate ourselves the way we are on the other side, we are right. Justice starts with you. Justice starts with you. How often do you speak to your Father who is in heaven? This is where justice starts. Because Jesus is saying, never give up. Not only praying when you want something. No. Pick up your telephone. Hello, Dad. How was your night last night? Oh, mine was nice. Thank you for looking after me through your Holy Spirit. God loves that. He loves to speak to you. But if you are not speaking to your Father, you are actually breaking that rule that Jesus gave. And you want to go and remove a grass in my eye when there's a log in your eye. Surely, you are breaking the rule of justice. You are not speaking to your Father. Paul also writes, when he writes to the church at Thessalonica, he says, pray without ceasing. Wow. How can we pray without ceasing? Some of us will be thinking, I need to go to work. So if I pray without ceasing, which means I'm not going to catch my train or catch the bus to work. Is that what it means? No. Praying without ceasing, which means you've got to give yourself a portion for prayer each day. Rush
to your tube, rush to your C2C, go to work. When you come back, or even at work, go in the toilet, mate. Sitting on that toilet seat, pray to God. He will hear your prayer. So that pray without ceasing is actually making justice to yourself, to God, because He's a God of justice. The widow was persistent. Church, you are that widow this morning. Put your position in that woman's situation. Put yourself in that woman's shoes. The New Living Translation says she's crazy. I want you to be crazy too when there is no justice. You are crazy. Keep on. I'm reminded God doesn't like to hear women crying. You agree with me? So church, if you take the position of a woman, God doesn't like women crying. I'm reminded of this woman. She had her child and they ran out of water. And she laid the child under a tree and she went further. She started to sob. The heavenly host heard her sobbing. That was Hagar. She had run out of water and she thought, Ishmael is going to die. So she left Ishmael under a tree and walked away, a few steps away. She started sobbing. The heavenly host heard her. And they opened her eyes. Hagar, stop crying. The heavenly host have heard your cry. Look on the other side. And what did she see? Water. This morning, church, you are the widow. God is saying, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Things are happening around you. And you are folding your hands. It's not for us. We are not politicians. Really? Really? God doesn't like to hear women crying. He acts. I want to bring again to you the story in 1 Kings 17. There was a woman there. There was hunger in the country. But the heavenly host sent a prophet to go and help. Go and make a bread for me. And bring. No, I've got nothing in my woman there, in my house. The woman answered. And Elijah said, go and make bread for me with the last flour in your house. And she obeyed. The Bible says from there on, she couldn't finish the flour in the house. The jars were never empty. The oil as well. You see how the heavenly host answer. When they answer you, you cannot even finish what they've given you. Because God hears when women cry. So church, from today, 2017, you are the widow. Cry if there is injustice anywhere. Even within yourself, if you see, no, I'm depriving myself. Even I'm no longer meditating. You are depriving yourself of justice. Cry to God. What is that we are not doing? We are there to see justice prevail because our God is a God of justice. He has established equity through justice. He is justice himself. Now of his church is not standing up for injustices. What are we here for? Before we even think of going to tell the next person, look at yourself. Remove what's in your eye. Never give up. Paul says, pray without ceasing. That's your first call of duty before you go and intervene wherever it is for justice to prevail. You need to practice justice before yourself. That is very important. May I repeat this again, church? I am calling you today. You are the widow. Forget about that widow we are hearing in the Bible. But I want you as church to be the widow. To be the voice of those voiceless people. To be the lover of those who are unloved. To be the feeder of those who are hungry. Provide water for those who are thirsty. Because God
has brought you here to spearhead justice. The writer of Proverbs says this: the godly care about the rights of the poor, and the wicked don't care at all. We are not wicked. We are caring people. Just to remind you, some of you might think they're just doing it because it's in our church. This is what Proverbs is writing about. We are caring people. That Jacob's well, it's now going for 3 years. We've been feeding some people who are hungry. You are actually obeying to that instruction that Solomon wrote. But when you were doing it, were you thinking of what Solomon wrote? No. You were doing it because our church is spearheading this. But Solomon wrote this years ago before we were even born. And we are doing it now. We are godly people who are concerned about caring for one another. This is bringing justice where there's no justice. But when we do it, sometimes we forget, are we doing this for justice, or we are just doing it because church said we must do it? No. You are answering the call that you are here for. So, as from today, I want to remind you, you are the widow. I know the word widow stands for a woman who has lost her husband. But today, you are all going to be widows in this church. As a church, you are the widow. Seek justice where there is no justice. That is the task I want to give to you today. In my research, as I was looking about this justice issue, I read something like this. Calvin P. Van Reken said this: part of our responsibilities as Christians is to exercise our compassion and our love for others in tangible ways. It's one of them. Christians should feed the hungry, comfort the sorrowing, and visit the sick. As part of their kingdom service, the church should speak out and work for a society that protects all citizens against acts of violence. Wow, that's beautiful. Then I looked also in an article which appeared in the Baptist Times of 10th January in 2015. The writer said this: it may be hard to believe, but there are still Christians who don't think pursuing justice is worthwhile pursuing for churches. Less hard may be that some churches that preach about justice of God will do little to demonstrate it. Easiest of all is that those Christians who are spending themselves on behalf of the poor quickly feel tired and disillusioned. That widow, she kept on, she was persistent. You too, remain persistent where even you think the answer is not coming. Keep going. Never give up. Even if it means death, die for a good cause. If justice is not there, God is not pleased. So what shall we do? Stand up and be counted for the cause of justice to prevail. Stand up and feed the hungry. Stand up and visit the sick. Stand up and love the unloved. Stand up and speak to those who need people to speak to. Finally, pursuing justice is not the finished story. For justice to prevail, we go back to what Jesus said: never give up. Paul says, pray without ceasing. When you are becoming disillusioned with injustice happening everywhere, pray without ceasing. God will intervene. At the beginning of my service, I said to my theme is seeking justice. Are you going to be that widow who is going to help others to seek justice? Are you an individual who is still barred by barriers around you? I'm a woman, what can I do? I'm just a man. I'm not a minister, what can I do? This is for ministers. Remove all the barriers like the widow did. I've said you are the widow. Stand up where there's no justice. This is why Solomon said, the godly care about the rights of the poor. The wicked don't care at all. Proverbs 29, verse 7. You are not wicked. You are the godly. Carry on pursuing the matters of justice. That hymn we sang earlier on speaks about justice. I will speak for the voiceless. I will love the unloved. I will feed the hungry. Those words will bring peace in your mind. We will stand up together and close by singing this lovely hymn.